going to kick off with our conversation with, you know, the unemployment numbers are frustrating for most of us, but they're none so frustrating as when we consider what could have happened if we didn't have state capture and if we didn't have the corruption that we understand that has been faced. One such person who has been at the coalface of corruption, a key whistleblower in South Africa, Professor Ethel Williams, Chief Executive of the Institute of Social and Corporate Ethics, has been very candid at the Zondo Commission, as well as in his public speaking engagements about the toll that whistleblowing actually takes on a day-to-day basis on one's livelihood, on one's life and relationships. One of those relationships, of course, would be with UCT. And yesterday he happened to indicate that UCT has been alleged to have dealings with state capture linked companies, and he has called out business to stand by whistleblowers and stand by the truth against state capture, and seems to have had an interesting revelation just yesterday. Professor, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rufilwe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rufilwe. I'm very good, thank you.
Okay, so yesterday I was piqued. First of all, I'm always piqued, of course, by your participation as a great citizen, and thank you very much for everything that you contribute. But yesterday you indicated that the ombudsman at UCT, after you had called out these partnerships with, I suppose, shady businesses, or the non-calling out of these businesses, had asked you to rather not continue speaking about this, and had offered some exchange.
That's right. My tweet yesterday was asking people to read my tweet slowly.
I did.
And thank you. I appreciate the engagement, because in fact, I've tweeted and posted and talked about UCT's offer of money for a while. This actually happened on the 29th of March already, just a few days after I testified at the Zondo Commission. And it seemed to fall on deaf ears, but suddenly yesterday I think people were listening, which was fantastic. So after I testified at the Zondo Commission, the UCT ombudsman, the very person who was meant to be objective and independent, called me very upset that I'd mentioned UCT at the Zondo Commission and that I'd mentioned UCT on air. In fact, on Cape Talk, where I called out UCT for continuing to do business with state capture companies, and then putting out these outlandish statements, we feel, where that don't address the issue of state capture. In fact, their statement yesterday, it talks for two pages and doesn't mention state capture.
Ethel, I remember your testimony of that day, and one of the things that you indicated was that you received no support from UCT during the time that you were whistleblowing, not much engagement. At the very least, if not talking about the state capture company engagement, did they address their lack of support for you?
Well, in their statement yesterday, it was quite funny. They say I'm lying, and they discredit me for claiming that they didn't support me. And then they talk about support they offered before I was a whistleblower. So even UCT seems confused about what the issue is. The real issue is that the moment I became a whistleblower and went to UCT asking for support, they offered me absolutely no support, Rufilwe. Their claim that they offered me unpaid leave as an act of support is nonsense, right? They forced me into a tough choice. Either I kept my salary and did a poor job at the Zondo Commission, or I took no salary, which is what they were offering me, and then did a good job at the Zondo Commission.
And you did the latter.
And I chose the latter. So that's not support, that's punishment.
Ethel, what does this actually reveal to us about institutions that, I suppose, claim to uphold ethics, corporate-wise, as well as from a governance and social perspective? And what does it mean about what is at stake for them?
I've been very confused by this, right, by UCT's reaction to me. And all I can guess is that this issue that they are doing business and dealings with state capture companies is what explains their behavior. So I've called UCT a secondary enabler of state capture. I'm not claiming that they are the masterminds or the big looters involved in state capture. But what they seem to be doing is supporting companies who are involved in state capture, helping them whitewash their sins, helping them reestablish themselves, and thereby, I think, obstructing justice. They certainly obstructed justice by hampering my ability to be a whistleblower, and they are helping these companies appear legitimate when really we as society should be shunning these companies or getting them to make full reparations to our society.
Sure. That is a very bold demand. Thank you very much for giving us this insight. I wish we had a little bit more time, but hopefully we can invite you back to the show to give us a little bit more context as to how one plays out those reparations and commitment to society. Professor Athol Williams, thank you so much for joining us. Chief Executive at the Institute of Social and Corporate Ethics and whistleblower as well as a patriot.